梅雨三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨三级跳节目远足旅行单元的终极课程。Stephanie 和 Roger 一起去山里露营，到了晚上，两人坐在 campfire 篝火旁聊天。
That's right, Winnie. You know, being out in the woods at night can be pretty scary if you're used to city life.
Isn't it great being out in nature, Roger? I love breathing the fresh air and exercising.
I guess it's not so bad. Stephanie, you don't think there are bears in these woods, do you?
Of course there are!But don't worry, bears are pretty shy and won't hurt us. They only want to eat our food.
But Daphne, what if the bears think that I am food?
Don't worry, Roger. I know wilderness first aid.
过惯了城市生活的 Roger 啊，第一次在山里过夜，似乎非常紧张。他担心啊，会有熊出来吃掉他呢。
That's right, Winnie. What does Daphne say to make him feel better?
Stephanie 安慰 Roger, 说自己会 Wilderness First Aid, 野外急救。
Winnie, somehow I wouldn't be very comforted by that if I were Roger.
I know, Roger, we can tell ghost stories to take your mind off the bears.
Ghost stories? I don't know. It's already pretty scary being out here in the dark.
Oh, Roger, there's nothing to be afraid of out here. You're not scared of the dark, are you?
Of course I'm not afraid of the dark.What I'm afraid of are all these things that are hiding out there in the dark.
Roger 在山里过夜本来就紧张，他才不会想听什么 ghost stories 鬼故事呢。哎，对了 ，Professor， Daphne 说讲故事可以 take Roger's mind off the bears， 这是什么意思呢
？When you take your mind off something, that means you stop thinking about it. For example, after studying really hard for 3 days.I went to the movies to take my mind off the exam for a couple of hours.
Oh, take your mind off something. 就是暂时不去想某件事。Daphne 想啊，通过讲故事来转移 Roger 的注意力，这样 Roger 就不会总想着自己会被熊吃掉了。
Okay, I'll tell the first story. You know, some people say these woods are haunted and...
What? They're haunted?Why have you taken me to these haunted woods? We have to get out of here, fast.
Roger, calm down. It's just a story. The woods aren't really haunted.
Are you sure there aren't any ghosts? I keep hearing really strange noises out in the dark.
Of course there's no such thing as ghosts. It's probably just some hungry bears.
Ah!
Winnie, why does Roger get so scared?
Daphne 讲鬼故事，说这片树林 are haunted, 闹鬼。结果啊 ,Roger 就信以为真了，把他吓个半死呢。Professor, Daphne 说 ,there's no such thing as ghost. 这句话的意思就是世界上根本没有鬼吗
?Exactly. For another example, I could say that there are lots of ways to help slow global warming, but there's no such thing as a perfect solution.
Roger, I don't think you're cut out for camping.
I know. Next time you want to do something fun, let's do something in the city. I'll be happy to buy your movie ticket as long as we don't have to go camping again.
Sure. Next time, we'll go see a movie. But Roger, will there be a next time? Do you think we will survive the night?
I sure hope we survive, just so I have a chance to get even.
Daphne 说, Roger is not cut out for camping. 天生不是露营的料。Professor, Roger 说他一定要 survive the night, 挨过这一晚，这样他才能 get even. Get even 是报仇的意思吗
？Right. What do you think Roger will do to get even with Daphne?
我倒很想知道呢。我们下次接着听吧。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商业实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Introductions, Part 4. This program focuses on talking about job responsibilities.
今天这一课的内容是人物介绍第四部分，本课着重谈工作职责。
Interview.
访谈时间。首先请听节目主持人 Elizabeth 同工程师 Michael Epstein 进行的一次访谈。Epstein 先生是先锋技术公司的高级系统工程师。我们先来熟悉一下他们会用到的一些词句。
Systems engineer.
系统工程师。
Silicon Valley.
硅谷。
Cost savings.
节约成本。
We sell our components in domestic markets and also overseas.
我们公司的产品行销国内和海外市场。
My job was to find ways to cut production costs for the factory we were building near San Francisco.
我的工作任务是为我们公司在旧金山附近建造的工厂制定降低生产成本的计划。
Welcome to our show. We have a new guest today. His name is Mr. Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is Senior Systems Engineer at Advanced Technologies Incorporated. Hello, Mr. Epstein. Thank you for coming to our program.
It's my pleasure. Please call me Mike.
Okay, Mike. Can you tell us a little about Advanced Technologies?
Well, we're located in Sunnyvale, California.
That's in Silicon Valley, right?
That's right. It's about 40 miles south of San Francisco.
And what does your company produce?
We make electronic components for computers.
Where do you sell your products?
We sell our components in domestic markets and also overseas.
You're a systems engineer, is that correct?
That's right.
What are your main responsibilities?
My main job is to reduce production costs. That's how I became involved in the negotiations with International Robotics. My job was to find ways to cut production costs for the factory we were building near San Francisco.
I see. So you thought industrial robots could provide some cost savings.
Exactly.
Thanks for talking with us, Mike. Let's take a short break. We have a new guest today. His name is Mr. Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is Senior Systems Engineer at Advanced Technologies Incorporated.Hello, Mr. Epstein. Thank you for coming to our program.
It's my pleasure. Please call me Mike.
Okay, Mike. Can you tell us a little about Advanced Technologies?
Well, we're located in Sunnyvale, California.
That's in Silicon Valley, right?
That's right. It's about 40 miles south of San Francisco.
And what does your company produce?
We make electronic components for computers.
Where do you sell your products?
We sell our components in domestic markets and also overseas.
You're a systems engineer, is that correct?
That's right.
What are your main responsibilities?
My main job is to reduce production costs. That's how I became involved in the negotiations with International Robotics. My job was to find ways to cut production costs for the factory we were building near San Francisco.
I see. So you thought industrial robots could provide some cost savings.
Exactly.
Thanks for talking with us, Mike. Let's take a short break.
Epstein 先生说，他的主要职责就是降低生产成本。正因为如此，他才参与了和国际机器人公司的谈判，因为他们认为工业机器人有助于降低生产成本。
Variations. Listen to these variations.
词句转换，请注意听下面的句子。
We make electronic components for computers.
We manufacture electronic components for computers.
What are your main responsibilities?
What do you do?
My main job is to reduce production costs.
My main job is to cut production costs.
Industrial robots can provide some cost savings.
Industrial robots can save your company money. Interview.
现在我们继续采访 Epstein 先生。Epstein 先生在北京的一次商展上认识了国际机器人公司的 Blake 先生。
Hello again, Mike.
Hello.
Mike, as you know, we'll be talking with you, Shirley Graham, and Charles Blake over the next several weeks. We'll be discussing Charles Blake's trip from China to the United States to visit you and Ms. Graham at Advanced Technologies.
Yes, Mr. Blake came to talk to us about international robotics industrial robots.
And how did you meet Mr. Blake?
I met him in Beijing. I went there to attend a trade show, and he was at the show representing his company. I was interested in the robots his company produces. I thought they might be helpful in our manufacturing process. I invited Mr. Blake to come to Advanced Technologies to talk with us about selling us his robots.
Thank you, Mike.
I went there to attend a trade show, and he was at the show representing his company.
这句话的意思是，我在北京参加一次商业展览。Blake 先生也代表他们公司参加了展览。Trade show, 商业展览，贸易展览。我们再听一遍这段对话。
Mike, as you know, we'll be talking with you, Shirley Graham, and Charles Blake over the next several weeks.We'll be discussing Charles Blake's trip from China to the United States to visit you and Ms. Graham at Advanced Technologies.
Yes, Mr. Blake came to talk to us about international robotics industrial robots.
And how did you meet Mr. Blake?
I met him in Beijing. I went there to attend a trade show, and he was at the show representing his company. I was interested in the robots his company produces. I thought they might be helpful in our manufacturing process.I invited Mr. Blake to come to Advanced Technologies to talk with us about selling us his robots.
Thank you, Mike.
Telephone.
听众电话。现在让我们看看有没有听众打来电话。
Let's open up the phone lines and see if we have any callers. Caller number one, you're on the air with Functioning in Business.
Hello.Thanks for taking my call. Mr. Epstein, I'm a systems engineer too, and I have a question for you.
Great. Go ahead.
You said that you were involved in a project to build a new factory. How many factories does Advanced Technologies have?
We currently have 4 in the U.S. and 2 abroad.
Where are they located?
Our main factory is in Los Angeles, and we have smaller factories in Northern California.
What about overseas?
We have 1 factory in the Philippines and 1 in Mexico.
I see. Thank you.
Caller number 2, you're on the air.
Thank you. Mr. Epstein, I was wondering what products Advanced Technologies manufactures.
Well, we make electronic components and office computers.
What kinds of electronic components?
Mostly computer related.
I see. Does your company currently use robots on your assembly lines?
Yes, we do.The work has to be very precise.
I see. Thank you very much.
Mr. Epstein, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
Xianfeng 技术公司目前在美国国内和海外有多少个工厂？该公司主要生产哪些产品？他们的生产线上使用机器人吗？
Caller number 1, you're on the air with Functioning in Business.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Mr. Epstein, I'm a systems engineer too, and I have a question for you.
Great. Go ahead.
You said that you were involved in a project to build a new factory. How many factories does Advanced Technologies have?
We currently have 4 in the U.S. and 2 abroad.
Where are they located?
Our main factory is in Los Angeles.And we have smaller factories in Northern California.
What about overseas?
We have 1 factory in the Philippines and 1 in Mexico.
I see. Thank you.
Caller number two, you're on the air.
Thank you. Mr. Epstein, I was wondering what products Advanced Technologies manufactures.
Well, we make electronic components and office computers.
What kinds of electronic components?
Mostly computer-related.
I see. Does your company currently use robots on your assembly lines?
Yes, we do. The work has to be very precise.
I see. Thank you very much.
Mr. Epstein, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
Epstein 先生说,
Well, we make electronic components and office computers.
我们公司生产电子元件和办公用的电脑。
Listen.
请听下面的短语和问答,并且跟着重复。
At a trade show in China. They met at a trade show in China. Where did Mr. Epstein meet Mr. Blake? They met at a trade show in China. Four factories in the U.S. and two abroad. It has four factories in the U.S. and two abroad. How many factories does Advanced Technologies have? It has four factories in the U.S. and two abroad.In Los Angeles. Its main factory is in Los Angeles. Where is Advanced Technologies' main factory? Its main factory is in Los Angeles.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。我们今天要讲的是在美国是长期在一家公司任职好，还是经常变换工作好？这方面常用的两个词是
Executive
主管人员，经理 Executive
Corporation
公司 CorporationTION.
Hello again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. We have an email question for you, Gary. The question is, in the U.S., is it better to stay with one company or to change jobs?
If you want to be an important executive in a large corporation,It is probably better to change companies at least once or twice. Large corporations hire at least half of their top executives from outside the company. You should try to stay at each job for at least a year, however. Otherwise, it will look bad.
Here's another email question. What should I do if I want to change jobs?
Well, the most important thing is to keep your skills up to date.This is especially important if you aren't young anymore. It is unfortunate, but some employers may think that your knowledge is out of date. Take college classes in your field at night, or on weekends, or even on the internet.
Do you have any other advice?
Yes, stay in close contact with everyone you know in other companies. Send them friendly emails and cards. Ask them for advice and offer yours.Build up your network. This network will be useful if you need their help to move to their company someday.
Thank you, Gary. Let's take a break.
In 美国换工作是没有任何限制的，但是工作也不要更换的太频繁，以免新雇主认为你是一个不安心工作的人。另外，正像 Gary 所说的那样。要不断更新你的工作技能，还有要建立维护你的关系网，这样有助于你今后在别的公司谋职。我们再仔细听听这段对话。
We have an email question for you, Gary. The question is, in the U.S., is it better to stay with one company or to change jobs?
If you want to be an important executive in a large corporation,It is probably better to change companies at least once or twice. Large corporations hire at least half of their top executives from outside the company. You should try to stay at each job for at least a year, however. Otherwise, it will look bad.
Here's another email question. What should I do if I want to change jobs?
Well, the most important thing is to keep your skills up to date. This is especially important if you aren't young anymore. It is unfortunate, but some employers may think that your knowledge is out of date. Take college classes in your field at night or on weekends or even on the internet.
Do you have any other advice?
Yes, stay in close contact with everyone you know in other companies. Send them friendly emails and cards. Ask them for advice and offer yours. Build up your network. This network will be useful if you need their help to move to their company someday.
Thank you, Gary. Let's take a break.
Sentence completion.
下面我们来做完成句子的练习。
Listen, complete the sentence.
请大家注意听，然后完成下面的句子。
A person in top management in a company is called an executive. The person is called an executive.Try to stay at each job for at least a year. Try to stay for at least a year. If you want to get a new job, it is important to keep your skills up to date. Keep your skills up to date.
Business dialogue.Describing job responsibilities.
商务对话。今天的商务对话教我们怎样向别人介绍你自己的工作职责。今天要介绍商界人士在一次培训班上的对话。他们在对话里使用了这样一些词句。
Cultural differences.
文化差异。
Accountant.
会计师。
Tax documents.
报税文件
Sales personnel
销售人员
Inventory
库存
I train executives to understand cultural differences in the workplace.
我给培训班的工商人士讲解职工队伍中的文化差异问题。
Today's business dialogue is about describing your job responsibilities. Sometimes it's necessary to describe what you do at your job. Let's listen to a group of business people at a training session. The trainer asks them to introduce themselves.
现在就请听这次培训班上的对话。
Okay, before we get started, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.My name is Rachel Jones, and I'm a cultural sensitivity trainer. I train executives to understand cultural differences in the workplace. How about you, Dan?
My name is Dan Alvarez. I'm an accountant at Acme Accounting. I prepare tax documents for large and small businesses.
I'm Janine Walters. I'm a sales representative for Ace Department Stores. I handle sales for the Northeastern United States.
My name is George Patowski. I'm general manager at Astro Electronics. We sell TVs, VCRs, radios, that sort of thing. I'm in charge of the sales personnel, and I make sure that our inventory is up to date.
Thank you all for those introductions.
I prepare tax documents for large and small businesses.
I handle sales for the Northeastern United States.
I'm in charge of the sales personnel.
上面这几句话都是介绍一个人的工作范围和职责。第一句话中用的动词是 prepare， 意思是准备、筹备。这里指的是填报报税的文件。第二句话里的动词是 handle， 意思是处理、负责。第三句话用的是 to be in charge of， 意思是负责什么。职责是什么？我们再听听这段对话。
Okay, before we get started, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. My name is Rachel Jones, and I'm a cultural sensitivity trainer. I train executives to understand cultural differences in the workplace. How about you, Dan?
My name is Dan Alvarez. I'm an accountant at Acme Accounting. I prepare tax documents for large and small businesses.
I'm Janine Walters. I'm a sales representative for Ace Department Stores. I handle sales for the Northeastern United States.
My name is George Potowski. I'm general manager at Astro Electronics. We sell TVs, VCRs, radios, that sort of thing. I'm in charge of the sales personnel, and I make sure that our inventory is up to date.
Thank you all for those introductions.
Focus on functions. Describing job responsibilities.
语言功能。接下来我们来学习语言功能的实际运用。
Now let's focus on how to describe your job responsibilities.
下面都是一个人在介绍自己的工作职责时说的话。
Listen to these sentences.
请大家注意听。
I handle sales. I handle sales for the Northeastern United States. I prepare tax documents. I prepare tax documents for large and small businesses. I'm in charge of the sales personnel. I'm in charge of the sales personnel, and I make sure that our inventory is up to date.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示，今天的题目是怎样介绍你的工作职责。
Welcome back. It's time for Gary's tips. What's your topic for today, Gary?
Today, I'll be talking about describing your job responsibilities. In many situations, you need to describe what you do in your job. In a job interview, for example,You need to be able to state two or three of your main responsibilities. And when you meet other business people at a meeting, a trade show, or even at a party, they may ask you what you do in your job. You should be able to describe what you do in one or two sentences. Think of a clear way to describe what you do. Let's listen again to part of the business dialogue. Listen for the expressions, I train and I prepare.
My name is Rachel Jones, and I'm a cultural sensitivity trainer. I train executives to understand cultural differences in the workplace. How about you, Dan?
My name is Dan Alvarez. I'm an accountant at Acme Accounting. I prepare tax documents for large and small businesses.
Let's listen to some more of the business dialogue. This time, listen for the phrases I handle and I'm in charge of.
I'm Janine Walters. I'm a sales representative for Ace Department Stores. I handle sales for the Northeastern United States.
My name is George Potowski. I'm general manager at Astro Electronics. We sell TVs, VCRs, radios, that sort of thing. I'm in charge of the sales personnel, and I make sure that our inventory is up to date.
We just heard people describing what they do in their jobs. Try writing down what you do in your work.Then think of one or two sentences that clearly describe what you do and practice saying them. Well, that's all we have time for today. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thanks, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里，谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。